Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Vic Burton. As usual, I will have a couple of recordings by Bix, and for the modern musicians, I will turn to the San Francisco Starlike Orchestra. Victor Cohen, eventually known as Vic Burton, was born in Chicago in 1896. He died in Hollywood, California in 1951, long before his younger brother Ralph wrote his infamous book, Remembering Bix. Vic Burton first played drums with his father's dance band and in various clubs in Chicago. In World War I, he joined Sousa's U.S. Navy band. After the war, he returned to Chicago and studied timpani and played with the various dance bands in the Chicago area. In the summer of 1924, he took over the management of the Wolverine Orchestra. In July and August, the Wolverines, with Vic Burton having replaced Vic Moore, played in various locations in Indiana. In September, the Wolverines left for New York, and Vic Moore replaced Vic Burton on drums. Thus, the association of Vic Burton with the Wolverines lasted only during the summer of 1924. Did Burton record with Bix in 1924? Well, it depends on what discography you consult. According to Sutholder and Evans, and according to the pamphlet that is included in the Bix Restored, Vic Burton was the drummer in the June 20, 1924 recording session that brought us I Need Some Petting, Royal Garden Blues, and Tiger Rag. On the other hand, according to Evans and Evans, and to Brian Rust, the drummer in the June 20, 1924 session was Vic Moore. Well, I'll play the side I Need Some Petting and let you decide. Let me read what Richard Hadlock, in his very nice book Jazz Masters of the 20s, says about this particular song. He says, I need some petting, maybe the closest Bix ever came to the spirit of King Oliver and Louis Armstrong. Again, the blues is there in his performance, and there are broken chords figures that tell much of Bix's regard for Armstrong. So here is, from 1924, I Need Some Petting by the Wolverine Orchestra with Bix, and is it Vic Moore or is it Vic Burton on drums? Drums were hardly discernible in acoustic recordings, so I don't know how one can, by simply listening, can tell the difference between Vic Moore and Vic Burton. Well, anyway, as soon as Vic Burton arrived in New York in September of 1924, he started recording with Red Nichols. Red Nichols, we already had a couple of